The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. We've been going through a series of programs as to who determines the rise and fall of nations and empires. And how does that someone, whoever it may be, determine the fall of nations, empires, cities, and even individuals for that matter? What do they base their decision on and when? Notice what God has to say in Genesis 15, verse 16. We began to get a glimpse of why nations fall. Genesis 15 and verse 16. But in the fourth generation they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not complete. God is speaking to Abraham, telling him that his seed would be slaves in a nation, and after 400 years, or the fourth generation, they would return there. He says, and I'm waiting for that time because the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. God was going to give, and did give, ancient Israel the land of the Amorites and many other Canaanite nations at that time. But God says their iniquity is not complete. Yes, there's a certain time that God sees to it that nations will fall. God tells us in this passage why nations fall. It is because of their lawless deeds. That is because they ignored the instruction book that the Bible, God's Word, tells them how to live. But you may say the Amorites didn't have the Bible as we know it today, and that's right. But they did have the opportunity to be taught and to know God's law and the right way to live, just as the pre-flood world did. And they, as well as many other nations, just as the pre-flood world, rejected God's law and His way of life. And when an individual, or a nation, or city, or company, or corporation, or the world deliberately stiffen their neck, harden their heart, and continue to reject God's revealed knowledge, then it's only a matter of time till they fall. The pre-flood world fell. Sodom and Gomorrah fell. Many other nations and empires have fallen, and we have seen this in our day to some degree. We have seen individuals fall in their companies because of corruption or lawlessness, the breaking of God's law and company rules, and the breaking of state laws. We've seen people fall in government because of lawless deeds. We've seen many divorces and many unhappy marriages because of lawless deeds. And we could go on and on making a list of things that happened because of lawless deeds, but we get the point. I can tell you that we, in our day now, we will see many evils in the near future because of lawless deeds, unless we turn to our God and repent of our lawless deeds. That is the breaking of God's law, which brings curse after curse on us. Notice what God has to say in Psalms 135, beginning in verse 8. That's Psalms 135, verse 8. He destroyed the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast. He sent signs and wonders in the midst of you, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his servants. God did these things to Egypt because of lawless deeds, because of their iniquity, because of their sin. Now notice verse 10. He defeated many nations and slew mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites. You remember we talked about the Amorites that's mentioned in Genesis 15, when God said that He was going to give their land to Israel, and here He did that. It was 400 years after He spoke to Abraham that He did this. It says, Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to Israel, His people. Yes, God brought the greatest nation on earth at that time, Egypt, down. They fell because of their lawless deeds, and God determined the time and the method of their fall. God said in Genesis 15 and verse 16, 400 years prior to the fall of Sihon, king of the Amorites, when their iniquity would be complete, that He would see to it that they wouldn't be around. So He gave their land to our ancestors, ancient Israel, as well as many other nations or city-states. Notice what God has to say in Psalms 127, verses 1 and 2. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to set up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. God is telling us in verse 1 that unless you do it God's way, whatever it is that you do, it will fail and will finally fall. God has given laws to ensure success in any endeavor, whether it be your marriage, rearing your kids, on your job, in your business, your finances, or whatever, even to governing a city, a state, or a nation. And if we ignore those laws and try to build apart from God's way, it will fail and finally fall. Verse 2 is telling us it is vain to ignore God's guidance, His word, and His laws, because the house will tumble, and while it is coming to the point of falling or tumbling, we will be reaping many curses. Our nation and you as an individual should ask, are we being blessed? Are things we do turning out for the good of our nation or the good of our family? Or are we getting deeper and deeper in seemingly all kinds of troubles? Well, the answer is obvious, because our troubles and problems as an individual, cities, states, nations, are multiplying faster than we want to admit. Well, how about your personal life, your marriage, your family? Are you having too many things go wrong? Then just maybe you should change your lifestyle if you want to be blessed. And who doesn't want to be blessed? Yes, who doesn't want to be blessed? Notice what God has to say, or Christ has to say here in Matthew 7, beginning verse 24. Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Yes, Christ is telling us, if you live a righteous life, if you live the way that God and Christ has commanded you to live, in other words, if you become a Christian, Christ is saying us that you're going to have troubles and you're going to have problems, but you won't fall. You will stand. You will have eternal life, and what you do will be successful. Now notice verse 26. Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Yes, God is saying, unless you do it His way, unless you follow the rules, the instruction that He has given and laid down in His word, the Bible, He says it's going to fall. Whatever you do, you yourself as well will fall. Yes, Christ is telling us that if we want it to last, our physical life, whatever it is then, build it on the rock, God and Christ. Follow their instructions and you will have good success, peace, joy, happiness, prosperity, good marriages, obedient kids, respectful kids, and you will inherit eternal life. Yes, your mind and your mindset and your attitude and your character will last forever, is what God is telling us, if you build your house on the rock. But if you don't, and if you don't want to build on the rock, and if you think that you have a better way of doing it, then go on and build your house on the sand. Go your way. Do it your way. Follow the way of Satan, the way of Get, and reap the curses along the way. And then see it all come to vanity. Watch it fall, and it will. And we are reaping the curses along the way as a nation now and as an individual, as we are seeing our nation fall. When God sees that the sin, the lawlessness of our nation and the world is complete, that is, coming to the point that we won't turn, then God will see to it that it all comes to an end, that it all falls. Yes, God is the one that determines the rise and fall of nations and individuals as well. But nations or individuals don't have to fall and won't if they build on the rock. Notice what God has to say back in Ezekiel 18, beginning in verse 30. Ezekiel 18, beginning in verse 30. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. God is speaking to the nation of Israel, the United States, and the British people. This was a prophecy at that time, and it is a prophecy for our day now, the United States and the British people. And God is speaking not only nationally and internationally to our people, but He's speaking to you individually, speaking to me individually. God is going to judge you individually. Verse 31 says, "Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit, for why should you die, O house of Israel?" Now, how do you get a new heart and a new spirit? Well, you quit breaking God's law, and you turn to God, and you begin to obey Him, and God promises you that if you repent wholeheartedly, sincerely, and you've got to know what you need to repent of, and it's sin that you have to repent of, and sin is the transgression of the law, and that means the Sabbath as well. If you repent and you are baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, that He will give you His Holy Spirit. That's the way that you get a new heart and a new spirit. Verse 32, "For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Eternal God. Therefore turn and live." Yes, if you want to live, and if you want everything that you do to be a success, and you want eternal life, and you want to avoid the terrible time that's just around the corner for this nation and for this earth, then you will want to repent. Yes, God is speaking to you, and Christ is speaking to you, and Christ is going to judge you personally and individually, and they are speaking to you individually. God says, "Repent, so iniquity, lawlessness, will not be your ruin, your fall, and cause you to fall and suffer many problems leading up to your fall." And God is speaking to you as an individual and as a nation, and to the world for that matter. So it's very plain why nations and empires fall, as well as individuals. It's because they turn their back on God and on Christ, the rock. Well, you can only be grounded on the sand so long, till the storm of iniquity will ripen to completion and you will fall. And that's what God is trying to tell us in His Word. But it doesn't have to be that way, my friends. Turn you to God and live and prosper and inherit eternal life. So says your Creator. If you'd like to know more and understand more about this topic, we invite you to request our free articles, Nations in Decline and Reap a Destiny. And all you need to do is call us at 1-800-611-8080 and request Nations in Decline and Reap a Destiny. Now, that's two articles, and it will open your eyes to things that you need to understand. And we invite you to ask to be enrolled in our free Bible correspondence course, if you want to understand the Bible. If you're interested in beginning to turn and obey God, ask to be enrolled in our free Bible correspondence course, if you want to understand the Bible.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.